sweet as friends. This year should be a special Swiss Women University Sheyichiv, Moshe Ben Peshadina, for Reb Chaim Aaron Ben Gila, Rabbi Mitzvah Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ben Esther, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. The Rambam, the 8th parak of the Chosishas Halacha, he writes that if somebody's Mekadish a woman, Amanas, that he's a tzaddik, even if he's a Rosh HaGomer, she's Mekadesh Mitzafek, because maybe the person was Mahar B'tshuva. So too, if a tzaddik is Mekadish a woman, Amanas, that he's a Rosha, she's Mekudesh, as Misafek, maybe it was Mahara Avodas Kochavim Belibo. And that already makes him a Rasha, as it says, Pen Yifte Levavchem, just the heart going off to Avodah Zarah, makes one into a Rasha. So the Lecha Mishnah asks, so why do we passel the Gamre Kiddushin with Eidim Psulim? Why don't we say that maybe they were Mahara Tshuva Belibo? And just like Yechoshish, that the Makadesh was Mahara Tshuva Belibo, maybe the Eidim were also. So he answers, no. Here you have an indication that the Makadish was Mahar B'tshuva B'libo, because he said so, but the Edom didn't say so, so there's no chshash. That's the Heilige Lecha Mishnah's Kash and Teretz. The B'nai Huva, Rabbi Yenis and Eibishitz, writes in the Lecha Mishnah, I don't understand. He says, first of all, but then in Edis we paskin that in order to be Chozer B'tshuva, you have to go in front of Beis Din. You have to be made on you Beis Din that you were Chozer B'tshuva. And here they weren't made all of the bezin that he was Chozer B'tshuva, he was just Maharer. So these Eidim Psulim were just Maharer, there's no Eidus in front of a bezin that they're Kosher. It doesn't count, their Eidus doesn't count, and it's Xeris HaMelech. And even if he returns Xela, it doesn't help until they come in front of the bezin, they're two Eidim, and they say that he did Tshuva. But until then, it doesn't work. So here there was nobody coming in front of bezin, so therefore these Eidim Psulim are not going to be Kosher. So there's no chash that they thought to do tshuva because nobody said anything in front of the Beis Din. That's his first kash. His second kash is similar to the first. He says, Ma b'kach tshir b'tshuva? What does it matter they were mahar b'tshuva? Mekom kom b'shul zayin b'ezim b'kabal osim leidus. Beis Din b'kabal osim leidus. Tzarech lios b'fnei edim haru'im l'hoid l'fnei Beis Din. They have to be edim that are fitting to testify in front of Beis Din. And they aren't. Just to hear a tshuva doesn't make them edim that are roy to testify in front of a Beis Din. B'zeh Poshet. Beis Din's not going to be makabel them be'edus if they were just Maharer. So, on that, asks Hagon Rav Yochanan Bar Haftik in his Beis Yeruchim in Simen Chof Zayin, that how does the B'nai Huva know this? How does Rav Yenis and Ibishitz know that it's Gzeres HaMelech, that you need Beis Din, you need to test it fine in front of Beis Din? Ma'pitom? It's Taka Machlokas Rishonim. The Ran in the second paragraph of Suz brings the riff who holds like that. That he have to have Eidus in front of Beis Din that he's a kosher Eid in order for him to be made. Seder. But the Ran argues. The Ran says, as long as you know, even retroactively, that he was a kosher Eid, he's a kosher Eid, even though earlier he was possible. But as long as you find out that at the time of his Eidus he was kosher. You don't need a stamp of approval from the Beis Din in order to be Machshim Le'edus from here on in. There's no Gzeris HaMelech that they have to testify about him in front of the Beis Din. The Shach agrees with the Ran. He brings him lahalacha, so he holds the Rambam also holds like that. So there's no kasha of the Ben Ahuva on the Lecha Mishnah that you need Eidus in front of Beis Din. You don't need Eidus in front of Beis Din. So the imkein leka tumiyaso harishona. Rabbi Yerucham writes the first kasha is nishkan kasha, legamre, in gansen as they say in Portuguese. Ukamokein hashniya dami yafina david david binim veedim haruim lahayid. He says also, you learn from Gzeres Shavah that they need to be Edim that are Roy Lahaid. If they did Shuvah, they're Roy Lahaid. They're fitting to testify. If we're not Makabal their testimony before there's Edus that they did Shuvah, that's because we don't know that they did Shuvah. Avalosha Hagadus Ha'edim It's not pshat that the Haggadah in front of Beis Din that they did tshuva, that's what's machshir them le'edus. That's just a mevara that they did tshuva. So really, he's making a very good point to the Lecha Mishnah according to the Ran. We should be choshish that the Makadesh was, the Eidim Psulim were chozer b'tshuva. And she says, Kedushin misafik. And don't tell me they're not Roy Lahaid. Maybe they are Roy Lahaid. You're right, Beis Din is not Makabal somebody unless they're Roy Lahaid, but these guys are Roy Lahaid. Or maybe they are, we don't know. And maybe they are. So, and you don't need any testimony in front of Beis Din. You don't need Beis Din's stamp of approval. You don't need a Tu'udah. You don't need a document from Beis Din saying they're kosher eid. As long as we know that they're kosher, but you don't need, in order for them to testify from here on in, that the Beis Din should have said something, that the Beis Din is accepts them as Eidim Ksherim. No. As long as we know, even retroactively, that they were Beseder, they were Eidim Ksherim. They're Eidim Ksherim, so maybe, let's be Choshish, maybe they're a Har Tshuva Beliba. Vein Lomar continues Agon Rabbi Yeruchim. Vein Lomar, Atenech Ba'aveir Shemin Adam Lamokom, Akhil Shabbos. Tshuva behir greida mahani b'shas kedushin aval averet shminam lachaver kon ganav gazlan einim cholo adshtin lachaver masha chayev lo. So maybe you want to make the following chilek. When it's averet shminam lamakom seder, maybe it's mahar tshuva b'libo. What about averet shminam lachaver, like a ganav, like a gazlan, you have to return the stolen object, and you have to ask mechila from the guy, like the Rambam says, the person you stole from, who was stolen from. Here it doesn't help. Just hear a tshuva. They have to return the gzela. They have to rats in the nigzel. The truth is, this kasha applies to the Makadesh also. Not only Edim, but if the Makadesh was a thief, so until he returns it, it's nothing. So why are we choshe she was choser b'tshuva? Until he returns the stolen object, it doesn't count. So for this, we have to bring the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer and Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed Beis. And he brings a machlokas. Whether a hearer of a gazlan before he's machzer the gzeil is effective. And he concludes that imu omer shehir b'tshuva ne'amon, that if he says he was mahar b'tshuva, that's enough. Even if he doesn't return the lost object. Not that we paskin that he has to return it, and he has to be mefais, he has to appease the nigzel, that's like a tenai. That I'm afraid it's going to help if he returns the object. But not that you have to return the object beforehand. And this is really mukhuch from the Gemara. We already have a Gemara that says that a person who's Mahar B'tshuva, where Mesupakiv is Mahar B'tshuva, she's Mekudeshes Mesafik. And the Gemara is Stama. The Gemara is not Mechalik between different types of sins, like Gzela, no, and other sins, Bein Adam Lamakom, yes. No, the Gemara holds apparently that in all cases, the din is that if he's Mahar B'tshuva, she's Mekudeshes Misafik. Or if he's Mahar B'tshuva, she's Mekudeshes. And since we don't know whether or not he's Mahar B'tshuva, she's Mekudeshes Misafik. I didn't yet return the Gzela. The answer is he doesn't actually have to return it. As long as he plans to return it, that's enough. And then my friend, when he returns it, we saw that he was sincere. And she's Mekudeshes. So we can say the same thing about the Eidim. Ella, sheish lachkor, says Rabbi Yeruchim, yesh lachkor the following chakira. The Beis Shmuel explains that if he says Amanasha Nitzadik, he's Mahar B'tshuva, that makes him into a tzadik. So the Beis Shmuel says that it's like a tenai. Amanasha Ni'eh Mahar B'tshuva. Imu Oimer Shehir B'tshuva Neman. Moshe Amar Kiyamti Es HaTnai, says the Beis Shmuel, V'en Yecholo Lakchisha. So it's like he made a Tanai. It's like he made a Tanai that I'm going to be Mahar B'tshuva. If he says afterwards he's Mahar, he's Neman. It's like he says he's Mekayim the Tanai. And this hero makes him a Tzadik L'mafrei if he's Machzer the Gzel, if he's Mefais the Nigzel. Great. The Rambam writes in the 7th parak of Chassidus Halacha of Gimel that if he's Mekadesh al Tanai, and then after a couple of days he's mevatel the tanai. If though he's mevatel beno levena shelo b'fnei edim, patel the tanai. Rei mekudesh estam. So he makes kaddish a woman, makes a condition, and then afterwards he nullifies the condition. So it's cool, he could do that, even not in front of edim. Says the rabbi, it's not true. And then can kins estam be'edim. So the Rambam holds that Edim aren't necessary. And the Ravid says, you need Edim. You need Edim. Can't just be Mevatel Beino Levena. Just the right said that if he does Nisuin Be'edim Stam and he doesn't say anything about the Tanai, then it's as if he was Mevatel the Tanai in front of Edim. But in principle, the Ravid holds that you need bitul ha-tanai in front of Edim. And the Rambam says no. That if the man makes a tanai, then he could be mevatel the tanai even shelo b'fnei Edim. So what's their machlokas? There's a lot of talk in the Achronim as to what their machlokas is. The Rambam and the Ravid. So one mahalach is, says Yeruchim, that the Rambam holds that the Tanai is not chelik me'atzim ha'kedushin, Tanayin study, that the Tanai has a koach to mevatel and mekayim the kedushin, and therefore you don't need edim because it's a dabrit study, it's not part of the etzim ha'kedushin. The Rabbi holds no, that kiyum abitul Tanai is part of the etzim ha'kedushin. Since the kedushin is totally dependent on the Tanai, it's dependent on the condition, therefore you require Edim like Etzem HaKedushin. However, in the Sefer Chedushei Yeruchim in Siman Tes, he gives another explanation. If only the Maisa Kedushin requires Edim, or even the Chalos Kedushin requires Edim, and he's Marich there to be Mevar, the Machlokas. So now let's see. Hashta Nech Zeanon. Harehu Muchzak Lan Shehu Rasha. So you have a Yid. We have a chazakah that he's a cheskes rasha. We assume he's a rasha, and he's makadish ramanat that he's a tzaddik. That's a tanai gomer b'kedushin. Only he can be makayim the tanai by being mahar b'tshuva. So if he comes after the ma'aseh kedushin, he says I'm makayim the tanai, meaning I was mahar b'tshuva. The other Beis Yosef passed Beis Shmuel paskins that he's naman, and it's considered kedushay vaday. So the kasha is, I understand that dasa ramo holds that kiyom tanai doesn't require edim. But Lashitas HaRavid, that Kiyom HaTanai requires Edim, what does the Ravid say? What does the Rambam say? Rambam says that if you're Mekadish Al Tanai, then after a few days you're Mevatel the Tanai, even though you're Mevatel, Beino Leveina, Shlo B'fnei Edim, the Tanai is Batel. And she's Mekudeshes. Because the Bitul HaTanai requires Eidei Kiyum. And the same would apply, the Kiyum HaTanai, the Rambam would hold. That Kiyum HaTanai requires Eidim. The Kiyum HaTanai doesn't require Eidim. Rambam holds that Bitul HaTanai doesn't require Eidim. So Rambam would also hold that Kiyum HaTanai doesn't require Eidim, fulfilling the Tanai. So he doesn't have Eidim, he was Mahar B'tshuva, he doesn't have Eidim, but we believe him. But Lashitas HaRavid, that Kiyum HaTanai requires Edim. The Ravid says Bitul HaTanai requires Edim. Kiyum HaTanai also requires Edim. Because that's Tanai is part and parcel of the Kedushin, like we explained. So Kiyum HaTanai requires Edim. So how do you have Edus on Hira Alev? Who knows what's in someone else's heart? Kash is, according to the Ravid, how do you have such a mitzias of Shemahir Tshuva Beliba? You need Edom on the Kiyama tonight. And there's no Edom, there are no Edom on what's going on in his heart. So the Beis Shmuel, you could be Miyashev, that he's going Beshitas Beis Yosef, holds like the Rambam that Kiyum Matanai doesn't require Edim. But it's still Shver on the Ravid. From this Gemara of Amanasha Nitzadik, Havi Kedushe Safek, so the Beis Shmuel paskins that if he testifies about himself that he would Taka Mahar B'tshuva, you believe him. So Beseder, see, he's going Beshitas HaRambam. What's the Ravid going to do with the Gemara that says it's Kedushe Safek Shemehara Tshuva Belibo, even though it's not even Kedushe Safek? How can we say Shemehara Tshuva Belibo Benasit Tzadik Harizel Kiyom HaTinai Shu Chelek Me'akedushin B'tzrichim Eidim L'Kiyom HaDobar Balhir Alev Lo Shayich Eidim? There's no Eidim on here and here Alev. So according to the Ravid that you need Eidim for the Tanai, here you don't have Eidim. Here you don't have Edom. And if you don't have Edom, then what does this Hira Tshuva matter? So what does the Gemara mean according to the Ravid, Shem Hira Tshuva Beliba? That's a Tanai. He's saying Amanas Sheni Tzadik is a Tanai, that he's Mahar B'tshuva. And we don't know that he was Mahar B'tshuva. We don't have Edom Al-Kach. So if you don't have Edom, it's garnished. So that's the Kasha and the Ravid. So to answer this kasha, you have to go to the kasha of a makne in the Kuntres Acharon in Siman Lamed Chesif Lamed Aleph. He asks in the Beis Shmuel, who says that if he was Mahar B'tshuva, if the Baal says that I was Mahar B'tshuva, he's Naaman. He's believed that he was really Mahar B'tshuva, this Mekadesh, and therefore they're married. Because it's like him saying, I was Mekayim V'tanai, and she can't be Makchish. So writes the Makne, L'choyra Tzarech Perish, D'ha Ba'almanas Sheish Li Mana, Eino Ne'eman Lomar Shekima Tanai. He says, Almanas, that I have a Mana. He's not Ne'eman to say that he was Mekayim the Tanai, and that he had a Peshas Kedushin. B'chi Nami Ne'eman, Eino Ne'eman Shir B'tshuva. Why don't we say he's not Ne'eman to say he was Mahar B'tshuva? How can we believe him? Who says he's telling the truth? By Mana, we don't believe him. So answers the Makne, D'ha Cheshayni Kevin Shabiyadu Las, is Tshuvin Kan Yishlam Anami De Ne'eman. Since it's Biyado, he has the power to do tshuva, so we can say that he's Naaman. Kevin the Kaimalan, Gabe Eid Echad, Deino Naaman, Hechad is Chazik Isura. We paskin by an Eid Echad. Where there's a Cheska Sisser in Eid Echad is a Naaman. But Hechad Shabiyado Naaman. But if it's Biyado, it's in his power to change the Metzias, to change the Chazaka, then an Eid Echad is Naaman. If it's Biyado, oh, we've had Shirim on this till the kazoo. Amazing, beautiful Shirim, the Sheif Shmaitza. So I invite you to listen to those Shirim. Eid Echad with his Cheska Sisser. So Hecha Shebiyado Ne'eman. So I ain't Sham in the Makne, and that's how he explains why we believe this guy. That he was Mekayim the Tanai. We believe him because it's Biyado. So that's the Makna's Kasha. But what about our Kasha? That you need Edim for the Kiyum HaTanai. So, Hashtanech Zeh, let's see. Harehu Hisne Tanai Zeh. Amanas. Shia Mahar B'tshuva Ve'edim Shamu Tanai Zeh. So he made this Tanai on condition that he be Mahar B'tshuva. And the Edim heard this condition. V'regam Edim Yodim Shim Yom Rach Kach Shira B'tshuva Shas Tshuva Shas Kedushin B'tshuva Ne'eman Kevin Dehava B'yado. And the Edim know that he's going to be believed afterwards to say that he thought tshuva, he had a hero tshuva, because it's biyado. That's like the Makna says. If it's biyado, he's nama.
If
after the kedushin he comes, while those edim are standing there, and then he can't say there aren't edim that is mekayim the tanai. Why? Because the edim themselves, they saw the ma'ase kedushin, they heard the tanai that he made. They know that this tanai is talui b'amira. So afterwards, he can say that he taka was mahara b'tshuva, and he's neman to do so. So it's like the Reidim al Kiyama Tanai. Because he was Masna Tanai, that we have to believe him, because Biyado. So it's like there's Eidim that he actually did Shuva. Because the Eidim saw him be Makadish here, the Eidim saw him make the Tanai. They didn't know that he's believed if he said he was Mahara B'tshuva. And afterwards he says he was Mahara B'tshuva, so then the Eidim say, hey, we're totally on board with this. It's like they're being made that he was Taka Mahara B'tshuva, because they knew that he'd be believed, we believe him to say he was Mahara B'tshuva. And therefore the Eidim who witnessed the whole thing, they're Eidim on this Hira B'tshuva. It's like him saying, I'm a nas, that if I say that I was Mekayim the Tanai, that I'll be Naaman. And therefore, if the Eidim heard him, that he said he's Mahar Belibo, so these Eidim are Eidus Ma'al Yal Kiyom HaTanai V'Akedushin, because afterwards when he says, yeah, I was Mahar, he's Mekai the Shara Mektanai, that if he says afterwards he was Mekayim the Tanai Bineman, and then afterwards he says he was Mekayim the Tanai, so he's Naaman. And the Eidim witnessed this. So that it's like there's Eidus on the Kedushin. It's like there's Eidus on his Kiyom HaTanai. Because what was his Tanai? His Tanai was that I'm going to do Tshuva. By saying I'm Tzadik, it's making a Tanai that he's going to be doing Tshuva. And the Eidim know that if he says he did Tshuva, that he's going to be believed. They're witnessing somebody because it's biyado. So they're witnessing somebody with Naamanas say that he did a certain act. And since he has Naamanas, so we assume he did that act, and the Eidim were there to witness it. So that's Rabbi Yerucham's Teretz, and obviously this requires a lot more discussion. There's a beautiful sefer I read many, many years ago, maybe 25 years ago or so, called Hatshuva B'Sifres Hashut, Tshuva in the World of Shailas and Tshuva Sfarim. And I remember he has a perek on this Shaila of Eidim of Shem Mehira Tshuva B'Libo, and what about Eidim Sulim. I remember he'd bring a lot of different Sfarim about this, so you can look in that sefer, and hopefully we will return to this fascinating topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.